Hello, Marvelites! You are listening to This Week in Marvel. I'm Ryan, aka Agent M.
And I'm Lorraine Sink, and I just wiped chocolate on my pants because I don't care anymore. It's the last day of Comic-Con. Come for me. I have fingerprints on my pants.
The end of the road.
And the world. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, it's just the beginning. Big beginnings.
Yeah. Yesterday's episode was massive.
I mean, huge.
We had so
crazy.
Much. And today's is not nearly as packed because we gave you, you know, all the real hot details. There was only one panel today. That was the Making Comics, the Marvel Way panel, hosted by Ricky Purdon, where they just showed all about the process of making comics. No news coming out of that one.
And we did have the Marvel Studios visual development signing today. Both Ryan and I got to talk to key members of the visual development team, and they signed a really cool Black Widow poster.
Yeah, I got to talk to Andy Park, who did the art for the Marvel Studios Black Widow poster. It was great, because Andy's been at Marvel Studios for 11 years. Also, I talked to Jackson Z. He was amazing. He's been there 10 years. But it was really, really cool, because we had Yana Skirmer, who's been at Marvel Studios for 3 months.
Oh, whoa.
And she...
brand new.
She had just started. Talking to her was super cool. And talking to the three of them about the process stuff. And so I know my interview will be on YouTube. I'm sure yours will as well.
Yeah, I got to talk to Rodney Fuentebella, who is a artist. But I also got to talk to Ryan Meinerding, who is
the
VP, the creative director of Marvel Studios. He has been there since Iron Man 1. He made the Mach 1 armor. Like, he's been here since the beginning. And it's just bananas because also his head is so full of secrets. He's seen everything that there has been and everything that is to come. And it's mind-blowing. And I love talking to him in general because he knows so much about comic books.
If you ever checked out one of the art of books for any of the Marvel Studios films, these are the people who make that stuff, and they're really great, wonderful folks. It was really great to talk to them.
Yeah, and shout out to, there is an awesome book called The Road to Avengers Endgame that showcases a lot of their work. If you're a cosplayer, if you love art and design, if you just love the films, I would highly recommend it.
Hell yeah. I also got to interview Matt Martin, who is a creative executive for Lucasfilm. And he and I have been friends for like a decade now. But he is on the Lucasfilm side of so many cool things, like all the Star Wars comics, Star Wars video games, the novels, the YA stuff, the theme parks. So he is super crucial in putting together like the very specific Star Wars touches on so many things.
That's awesome. And I'm sure you can check that interview out as well on Marvel.com. I actually got to catch up with C.B. Cebulski, the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, and we had a little chat, and he added in a key piece of information that I didn't know had broken, but it's out, which is that in Marvel Comics 1000 and Marvel Comics 1001, we said that there would be a new creative team. It's going to be Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham. We had talked about that 2 days prior, but now they have confirmed it will be a Miracle Man story.
Give me that right now.
Here you are, you guys. Canonical delights of Miracle Man with Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham. It doesn't get any better than that.
Marvel Comics 1000 comes out at the end of August. I need it right now.
I need to go,
like, when we get back home, I need to stop by the office and be like, please let me have a copy.
And that's a big old book because it's 80 pages for every book.
Big old boy.
Yeah, it's a big boy.
Yeah. So that was really cool. Last night, you and I and Sana Manath, we went to the EW party. Mm-hmm. We got to hang out with Elizabeth Henstridge talking about weddings.
I know, that's right. Well, Elizabeth and I both got engaged around the same time. So we have to check in about wedding planning and whatnot. I just got married, so I had to check in on her plans.
Yeah, and we talked to a whole bunch of great people. I don't know that there's much else. You had there was a really fun kids event on stage.
Oh, I do love, we don't show it because we don't necessarily always show our young fans, but it was really cool. We had a bunch of little kids, I would say from age about 2 years old to about 14 years old. They're so sweet. Some of them have a hard time walking, so we basically have to carry them to the middle of the stage,
it's
or their parents do it. It's so sweet. We have family that comes every year. They've actually been showcased on Marvel Becoming, and they all came as Wolverine. There are three kids, and Dad helps them with their costumes. There was Dokken, Wolverine, and X-23.
Amazing.
Small, medium, and large.
Oh, yeah, we did an episode of Marvel's The Pull-List on stage where Angelique Roche helped me with Robbie Thompson and Shauna McGuire talking about five desert island picks each of us would have. It was a great day.
I watched that and I was like, oh my gosh, these are all-time picks? What? And then I saw that I think Robbie had Runaways and I was like, Robbie's pretty cool.
Yeah, Robbie's an okay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't trust anybody else with what they say about him.
But Robbie's fine.
Yeah. That's it. Comic-Con is done.
Holy butts. But you should go back to marvel.com/SDCC2019, see what you missed, because there was so much stuff that has come out. And definitely go back and like look at all that Hall H stuff, because what? You know, it's funny. Just I'm still basking in the glory of it.
Yeah.
And if anybody comes and listens to this and they were like, hey, I was at Comic-Con, I met Ryan and Lorraine, please like shoot us a message, say hello online. We love that. I mean, it means so much to me. And I know Ryan and I are always running and really, really busy at Comic-Con, but it does mean a lot to us to meet the fans and the people who hang out with us every week.
We heard a lot about Triple P Loving Ham.
So much.
Gave away a lot of stuff. It was really great. I figured we'll do something again at New York Comic Con. There was one last thing. We got two great emails in this week so far that we'll read on the next episode. They're so good. Can't wait. They were
so
really
excited.
Terrific emails. Thank you, guys. Remember, you can send us emails at twimpodcast@marvel.com. You can also hashtag This Week in Marvel for those messages. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are the flippin' best.
Yeah. I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorraine.
This is Marvel.
Your universe.